The COVID-19 spike protein allows it to attach to cells and infect them, and it's been a primary target for vaccines and antibodies. Now a new monoclonal antibody directed against a region of this protein that really doesn't change very much has been developed. And Brian Garibaldi, a critical care medicine expert at Johns Hopkins, says that's great, but there are still barriers to treatment.
Well, it's easier to administer something sub-Q or intramuscular. You still have to watch people for potential infusion or injection site reactions. And the biggest challenge right now with doing that is space and staff. We've seen critical shortages at all levels of healthcare. Remember, these are also patients who, for the most part, are going to have COVID. So you have to have a designated space in an already busy healthcare environment to administer that drug. I think that's led to a lot of health systems not being able to keep up with the demand.
Garibaldi says this antibody should be useful against more variants of COVID-19. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.